And so you're going to want to tell us a little bit about all the goings on. Saturday is Oak Hill Day, from it looks like 9 a.m. through 9 p.m, or how long does it go?
Probably just till 7.
Just
we
till
have
7?
We end up with an ice cream social and music from 5 to 7, and usually by 7 people are tired and ready to
and
call it a day.
What do you start off with?
We start off with yard sales. We started about 7 years ago with the Lutheran Church had a rummage sale, and we decided, well, we kind of support them by having more yard sales. The more sales you have, the more people come. And this year, I think we have a record number of yard sales. We advertise it by having these yellow and red signs. They put up a yard sale sign, and you have a yard sale. And people driving through town know that there's going to be one there, and there's lots popping up. Oak Hill Preservation Association buys those signs. They're free to people. And usually people don't really decide until the day or so before, but there usually are quite a few people who come just for the yard sales.
Yeah, and if you drive around Greene County any Saturday, you see lots of, I mean, that might be a way to come to the Oak Hill Day is visit a whole bunch of yard sales on the way.
It could be, yes. And once you get there, I would say, maybe 20 yard sales, which is quite, and the two churches are having sales. So who knows what treasure people will find.
All right.
That's always the hope, of course.
And then, so the rest of the day, what is the theme of the day? Is this the celebrate the town of Oak Hill?
It really pays homage to the town's past and present. We were talking to Anson Schumann, a man who ran a local restaurant and convenience store for a number of years, and he was saying, you know, Oak Hill was just a town where everybody did things together. They had a baseball team. They went bowling together. They went roller skating together. Well, we haven't quite done that, but we have Oak Hill Day together. And while not everybody participates, everybody's welcome, and we kind of bring to it what people have done in the past as well as what they're doing in the present. There are how many National Register?
There are 11 properties now on the National Register of Historic Places. So it is a very historic hamlet.
And if people don't know, tell people where exactly you're in.
Oak Hill is in northwestern Greene County. It's 8 miles west of Greenville on State Highway 81. And it's in the town of Durham. It's the first of four hamlets to be settled. Back in 1771, and so there's a lot of history there.
Why are there so many historic places?
Well, it originally was a tanning town and had iron foundries. A railroad was built that was going to go through, but never made it, and so the town kind of stood still from the mid-1800s on, and there are many buildings that have been well-preserved.
People will have an opportunity to go through at least five buildings that are on the National Register, two churches, the DeWitt Hotel Antiques, IU Tripp & Company Antiques, that's in a general store that looks almost as it was, I mean, architecturally as it would have been in the 1830s and then later in 1888. But as a special bonus, you can go through the Dutch Colonial House, which was built in several stages, but starting in the late 18th century, and is still being lived in and still being added to today. I mean, it's the way the town evolved from maybe a one-room building up until today, which is loved and cared for. And so and these are all free. I mean, we're not charging to go through.
Tell us about some of the other events. You have so many things going on all day.
We
probably can't talk about it all, but give us the highlights, I guess.
Well, we're going to have five tours that are open. We have an information booth in the middle of town. What's the number, Nick? I always
7833.
There'll be a sign. And people can pick up their schedule of all the events with the times and what and where it is. I mean, one of the things is a car show. There was a group of guys who worked on cars back in the 40s and 50s that are very well known locally, and they built cars and they raced, and people like Mert Sox Hulbert were really very well known all over the country, and Stanley Wetmore, his brother, and he were both there. His stepfather kind of started this group. And his brother still works for the Petty Driving School, I think. So it was local, but it kind of went big time, and some of the guys did. There were other local people that were just enjoyed hanging around and working on their cars. So several of these cars will be brought. Anybody that has an antique car that they'd like to drive in and share, this is going to be at the post office parking lot from 1 to 3. They're really kind of amazing. Stanley's car under the hood is cleaner than my kitchen. I mean, he's redone. Stanley owned his first car when he was in the fifth grade. And now he's retired from the racing business, and he's still working on cars. And so I think that's kind of special. And I know there's a lot of enthusiasm for people who like old cars. There's also, what am I trying to think of? There's just so much it's hard to say. There's a historic scavenger hunt. Nick, you want to talk about that?
Yes, this is one sheet of paper has a number of photographs of the historic buildings, and another column has the architectural details that go with some of them, and the challenge is to match up the architectural detail with the photograph of the building. So as you wander through town, you check off which one goes with which building, and at the end, if you're lucky, you'll get a prize.
Wow. And it's something the whole family can do together, children or adults or whoever wants to. There also, you can have lunch at the two churches and the Yellow Deli, which is the Oak Hill Kitchen, which is housed in the old Lyman Tremaine Opera House, will be available for lunch. The 12 tribes run that, and they're going to be playing Appalachian and Celtic music from 10 to 1. They also invite people up to their farmhouse to play volleyball from 1 to 4. So again, that's something the whole family could do. There's going to be a tour of the cemetery, which was just listed on the National Register, and Nick's going to lead that. And want to talk about that?
Yes, that is our most recent listing on the National Register of Historic Places. The Oak Hill Cemetery is about a half a mile west of the hamlet, and it's a beautiful cemetery, and some of the original burials there were founders of Oak Hill, and so there are a total of more than 600 headstones with listing more than 1,000 people from Oak Hill who really shaped the history of the town. So that will be a tour. It will be from 3:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon, and it's also free.
And I want to just remind our listeners, I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to the WGXC Morning Show, and we're talking to Mary Lou Nahas, the president of the Oak Hill Preservation Association, and her husband Nick Nahas, the town historian, about Oak Hill Day, which is this Saturday, July 30th, all day in the Greene County town of Oak Hill. Nick, when was Oak Hill first settled?
About 1771, and it was abandoned during the Revolution, which started 1776, of course, and then resettled afterwards. So most of the development happened in the late 1700s, early 1800s.
And you said it was a tanning town, I guess?
Well, originally there were tanneries, and then later there were three foundries in town. They made hardware and all plows and all kinds of things that from iron.
And I guess that's because the creek runs through there? Is that?
It probably got their start from the surplus hemlock that they used for tanning. They only needed to use the bark, and so they had a lot of wood left over, and they built everything they could think of, including plank roads and houses, and there still was a lot of wood available. So they made charcoal out of it, and one of the things you do with charcoal is you can have a blacksmith shop or a foundry. And so the foundries were prosperous from the mid-1800s and grew from there. So there was a lot of industrial activity in the town of Oak Hill, the hamlet of Oak Hill.
And what about today? What do you think Oak Hill is best known for? I guess either one of you.
The old houses, a lot of the houses are owned by people who had second homes. I mean, that's how we started coming there. We bought a property for a second home, and just this year we've moved up full-time from New Jersey. There are local school teachers, people who work in Albany around, but it's we think it's a very nice place to live. Yeah, and when Nick mentioned the creek, I mean, the five gardens that are on the garden tour are all along the creek, and the creek is very much a part of the gardens and of the town itself today. I mean, it's it can be very deep, or it can just be pretty when it's nice. But there's also a lot of art interest. I mean, Gray Fox was just there. I think you were out there for the Gray Fox Music Festival.
We had our Cowboy Jim, our bluegrass host, was out there doing interviews all weekend, yes.
Okay. Well, we also, we have the 12 Tribes are playing music, and then we're fortunate that Oak Hill Preservation Association has gotten funding from the Greene County Council on the Arts to have two things come for Oak Hill Day. One is Dina Bernstein from Catskill, who is going to do a clay workshop and do readings from her brand new book called The Land of Lost Things. And then for the ice cream.
That's a children's book, right?
It's a children's book, yes.
So right. That'll be for the kids.
Well, or adults.
Or adults.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm an adult and I like children's books, but yes, primarily. And the clay workshop is sort of for children, but adults could participate there too.
And the children are encouraged to bring found things to incorporate in their clay art.
Right. And the Girl Scouts troop is going to have a jewelry making, a friendship bracelet making workshop for children up at the Methodist Church. And that's, as I say, led by a Girl Scout troop in town. And then Norman Hasselriss's gallery is going to be open, called The Assemblage. Norman passed away a few years ago, but his work is quite well known. And in fact, it was shown in a gallery in Soho this year, and his daughter and son-in-law will have the gallery open. A lot of people like to stop in and revisit Norman's artwork, which is housed in his building there. The music, well, also, as I started to say, the music and the Girl Scouts, we're going to show kind of a very neat film called Escape from Oak Hill, which is a story written by a local teacher in the Carroll-Durham schools and filmed by Drew McCabe, who's going to provide the music, his trio for the Ice Cream Social. And that's also, the Drew's music is supported by a grant from the Greene County Council on the Arts. But the story of Escape from Oak Hill is about the Underground Railroad, and it incorporates all the fifth graders. Two of them perform as dogs, but that's very good. Alexis Jackson, whose mother is the postmaster, is Harriet Tubman, and it was all filmed in Oak Hill. So it's fun. If the parents have seen it, but maybe not, maybe they'd see it again. So that will be fun to see.
That will be shown in the Methodist Church.
On several times, starting about 11 o'clock, going throughout the day. And then we're going to also have some cartoons shown there, a history of the Methodist Church. Trying to think what else. Anyway, you can see it's a full day of things for the whole family, basically.
Sure. Do you have a website that people can go to?
The schedule is posted on our website, which is iutrip.com. It's iutrip.com. And you click on Oak Hill Day, and there's the full schedule of events.
And we have a link to that on the WGXC homepage right now. If you go to WGXC.org, you can get to that link to all the events that are tomorrow. Oak Hill Day is Saturday, July 30th. And there's some other historic Greene County doings tomorrow. The Caro's having their archival day, where they're asking people to bring old photographs of the town. And out in Prattsville, there's a film showing about the Catskill Mountain landscapes, too. So if people want to make a day of Greene County history, they can definitely, there's lots to do out in western Greene County tomorrow.
And the weather's going to be nice.
Oh, yes. It's supposed to rain today, but then clear up, and it'll be beautiful tomorrow, and not too overwhelmingly hot either, right?
That's right.
So it'll be perfect to go out to Oak Hill.
We're lucky. We've never had a rain day. I shouldn't say that too loud, but we're hoping for that to continue.
How many years have you done this now?
This is we've been doing first yard sale day was 8 years ago.
That's how it started, as a yard sale day, and evolved. Day,
right. And the Oak Hill Preservation Association started 7 years ago, right?
Right. Yeah, we started Oak Hill Preservation Association as a nonprofit that could apply for grant funding for historic preservation projects. And it also does other civic projects as well, like Oak Hill Day.
And it seems like it's grown exponentially over the years.
It definitely has, yes. As I say, not everybody in town participates, but they'd be welcome to, and more and more. And you don't have to live in Oak Hill, actually, to be part of OPA, as we call it. And we have people from adjoining towns.
Right.
All right. Well, Again, it's Oak Hill Day is tomorrow all day, starting bright and early at 9 a.m. with a bunch of yard sales around town and in the two churches, and then going all the way through 7 p.m. The band plays through.
That's correct, right.
Through 7 p.m. So come out to Oak Hill tomorrow. We want to thank Mary Lou Nahas and Nick Nahas from the Oak Hill Preservation Association, and Nick is also the town historian, for coming out and telling us all about it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back on the WGXC Morning Show.